Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Helix Reviews Podcast. My name is David Arrington, bringing you reviews from a Christian geek worldview. And today on the show, it's Easter time, everybody. Happy Easter. Now, wait a minute, David. You're saying it's not Easter anymore. What are you talking about? Easter was like a couple weeks ago now. Yes, Easter was a couple weeks ago now. But I'm finally getting around to actually recording this episode. It wasn't together enough. It wasn't ready to go when Easter came, and then after Easter, there was a few other things I wanted to get up before, like my Avengers Endgame review and things like that that I thought were maybe more pressing, even though the holiday has already passed. But now that the holiday has passed, and now that we got a little bit of a breather, I guess, here, I'm going to be talking about my favorite praise songs, because I talked about my favorite hymns in the Good Friday episode, and I meant to follow that up immediately with the Easter episode where I talk about my favorite praise songs, or praise/worship songs, and that's what I'm going to talk about here today. Now, when I say praise songs, or when I say worship songs, you might be thinking more in the traditional, like, church worship service type songs, and I'm going to have some of those in here, but I'm not going to have exclusively that. I was going to do, like, a top 10 list, but then I kind of just, I forego that to just talk about worship and praise songs in different genres of music. So we're going to have some in maybe the more traditional style, maybe more something that you would sing in church. And then we're going to have some rap songs, we're going to have some rock songs, and we're going to have all different kinds of things here. I mean, I think my definition of what a praise song might be kind of stretches a lot wider than I know some people's definitions of praise songs would be, you know, because I've talked to people where it's like, oh, if you have these instruments in, or if you have whatever, then it can't really be a praise song, or it's not properly praising God. And it's like, okay, but that's, I don't believe that, and I don't see any scriptural evidence to really insinuate that, and so that's just something I don't believe, and I think you can praise God with really any style of music. I don't know of a reason why you couldn't praise God with any style of music, even, you know, styles of music that I don't like death metal or something like that. That's something you're not going to find on this list here, because that's something that I just don't generally like, but I think you could praise God through death metal as much as you can praise God through maybe something a little more traditional sounding. And I think really my definition of a praise song could go even a lot further than just the stuff I'm doing here. What I'm doing here is stuff that's probably a little more obviously praise or worship music, I think. I guess I kind of believe that, you know, it's like everything we do is kind of serving someone. So when you make a song, you're either, you know, creating it to serve God or to serve yourself or someone else. And I mean, I absolutely don't believe that making a song for somebody else or something, or even for yourself, is necessarily wrong. But I mean, songs about Christianity or about Christian living or whatnot, they should be serving God. And, I mean, serving is a form of worship, so am I crazy in thinking that, like, a large portion of Christian music is kind of a form of worship music? I mean, maybe I'm stretching that too thin, maybe I'm not quite thinking about that right, but, I mean, there's a little bit of my thought process on that. Let's talk about, start off here with some more traditional type of worship music. Now, Keith and Kristen Getty, they write some very powerful worship songs. They have just fantastic songs that sound and are oftentimes structured like a hymn. And a lot of their lyrics, in my opinion anyway, like, stand up with some of the best hymns in the hymnal. They are amazing writers. That is really their strong suit, is writing amazing, powerful lyrics. My only real complaint with Keith and Kristen Getty would be that I'm not a big fan of their musical style. Their lyrics have the oomph but their musical style doesn't really have that oomph, in my opinion. Here's an example. This is The Power of the Cross.
Oh, to see the dawn of the darkest day, Christ on the road to Calvary, tried by sinful men, torn and beaten then, nailed to a cross of wood.
A very powerful song, very strong, good Christian lyrics, but at the same time, I find the way that they sing it, and nothing wrong with them per se, but I just find the way they sing it, the way the music is composed and everything is all kind of a little bit bland to me. That said, I think they make really good music to sing in church because it is very theologically sound, and it's just, and also it's easy to sing along to. So, you know, it's good, like church music, you know what I'm saying? Some more church music here. Blessed Be Your Name by Tree 63.
Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. And when the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
This song is about, like, kind of even being content, but even, like, praising and blessing God, even in the hardest of times. When life is good, when life is bad, we need to praise God, we need to bless God, you know, blessed be your name, you know. And this is just, it's just a fantastic worship song that, again, works very well in, like, a church setting, because the way it's structured, it's very easy to sing along with. Now, up next is the New Doxology by Gateway Worship. First off, why wasn't this on my favorite hymns list? Because I do really like the doxology, and I think it's technically a hymn, right? I'm pretty sure. Anyway, this is the New Doxology, so it mixes the hymn in with more of their own lyrics and stuff. And while I think the doxology is fantastic because, like we used to sing it at the end of every church service at the church I used to go to. And to me, I thought, okay, that's good because even if all the other music they pick out is bad, even if the you know, pastor has an off day where he preaches a sermon that's not out of the Bible or something, even if everything else is bad, you end on the doxology. The doxology is just completely theologically good and sound, and just kind of, you know, praise God from whom all blessings flow, and just, it's just very kind of short, direct, to the point, and very biblically solid that it's like, okay, ending a church service on that is very good. And then the new doxology, I think, just adds a lot more. It basically makes it into a full song with the doxology as the chorus. And I just really like the way they expanded upon this here. And I think the rest of the lyrics here are also very good and very solid. But, you know, I mean, just having that doxology, like I said, just, you know, at the end of a church service, I always thought was really good. Now, up next here, we have The Battle Belongs to the Lord. This version is by Abel's Offering.
Fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord, and we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord.
I just like this because it's so fun, it's so, you know, jubilant and joyful, and it also has that kind of marching into battle feel that works so well with what the lyrics of this song is all about. You know, the battle belongs to the Lord and everything. Very, very good song. All right, speaking of upbeat here, I really like some of Paul Wilbur's music here. We're gonna play some of The Shout of El Shaddai.
When we worship, the Lion of Judah roars. Strongholds crumble all around us. In the presence of our Lord,
there'll be victory in the camp at the shout of El Shaddai. Every enemy will flee from the fire in his eyes. In this year of Jubilee, when we hear the shout of El Shaddai,
can you hear it?
I love this guy's sound, and like that music in particular, it's just so energetic, so upbeat, and just so, again, kind of jubilant, like I was saying. He has a strong kind of messianic sound. Is that what you call it, messianic? Now that I think about it, technically messianic, couldn't that be kind of just what you call, like, all Christian music or something? Anyway, I think that's what you call it, is the messianic sound, is what you just heard there. But he has that strong sound like that. It's very upbeat, and it's all very kind of joyous, praising the Lord kind of music, and it's all very well done. I really, really like some of Paul Wilbur's music here. All right, let's move into some different artists here. Rich Mullins here, fantastic. I love Rich Mullins here. Let's play a part by Awesome God.
When he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God.
Awesome Awesome God by Rich Mullins. I love that one. It's so fun. It's so cool. Rich Mullins just consistently puts out great praise songs with just such powerful lyrics. You know, listening to his music, I don't think he's ever made like a fluffy church song, you know, like you hear those sometimes and those are fine enough. I don't necessarily think a fluffy church song is bad per se, but this is what I like when Rich Mullins is like, all right, every song that I make is just going to be really deep and theological and just really, he puts a lot of serious thought into all of his music, and it's just fantastic. I mean, Sing Your Praise to the Lord, Step by Step. He has so many great ones. I'm going to play a little bit from Creed here, also by him. Just fantastic song.
I believe in God the Father, Almighty Maker of heaven and Maker of earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son. Was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, he was crucified and dead and buried. And I believe what I believe, it's what makes me what I am. I did not make it, no, it is making me, it is the very truth of God, not
this song just basically breaks down everything with that has to do with Christianity, every like how it all, not how it all works per se, but just like breaking down all the theological elements and everything and everything that I believe. This is my creed, you know, and it's so good. Let's move on to The Rend Collective. I played two songs by him. I should probably keep that down because this episode might end up being kind of long just because of all the audio clips and things that I'm going to be putting in here. So I'm going to probably try to keep the clips down to one per band here, probably. But The Rend Collective, really enjoy their music. We're going to listen to a bit from More Than Conquerors.
No surrender, no retreat. We are free and we're redeemed. We will declare over despair. You are the hope. We are more than conquerors through Christ. You have overcome this world, this life. We will not bow to sin or to shame. We are defiant in your name. You are the fire that cannot be tamed. You are the power in our veins. Our Lord, our God, our conqueror.
This is my favorite worship song by them, More Than Conquerors. It's just, it's one of those songs that just kind of sends chills down my spine while listening to it, just because it's like, man, the words are so powerful and they really kind of connect to me in a powerful way. And it's just, it's also, again, so fun. I mean, The Rend Collective just has an incredibly like fun, energetic sound that is like really like worshipful, and they have this really unique sound that I really just can't quite pin down. I just can't quite say this is the thing that really makes them stand apart. But when I listen to their music, it really does kind of stand apart from a lot of music, and a lot of worship music in particular. And it runs through all of their music, and I love it. I mean, some other really good ones by them. Joy, Create in Me, also very worshipful songs there. All right, moving on. David Crowder Band, let's start with Intoxicating.
Intoxicating you are to me, illuminating you are to see, truly breathtaking you are to me. my head swimming, you are, you see. And I've lost my mind, I'm sure I need to apologize for my lack of inhibition, for my belligerent condition, but with you this near, I'm dizzy.
There's actually going to be several songs in this episode where they're going to be about being filled with the Holy Spirit, and that's kind of what Intoxicating is about. Man, David Crowder Band is just straight up one of the greatest worship bands of all time. Listen through their music. They are phenomenal, fantastic, and just so passionate and so worshipful. They're just absolutely fantastic. Some other, you know, highlights that are also, you know, very worshipful here. Forever and Ever, etc. I Saw the Light, which, I mean, they didn't write that, but their version of that is very good. Oh, Praise Him, All for This King. And maybe let's play one more clip from David Crowder Band just because they're so good. How about You Are My Joy? So fantastic. I love the David Crowder Band, and they're just, again, they're just probably one of the greatest worship bands of all time. Bands that just really focus on kind of worship music for the most part. Not exclusively, but for the most part. And they're just fantastic. All right. One more here in maybe the more traditional style. And this one is somebody that I actually know. So maybe I'm being a bit biased on this. But Anthony Hopp. Look up his album One Day. I think it's really good. And it's full of great, great worship music and just great Christian music in general. If you like this clip here from You Are the King.
Our Maker and our King, to you we shout and sing. The nations tremble, your voice is thunder.
Then you'll probably like Anthony Hopp. Check out his music. It's very good, very worshipful. Some other good ones here, Psalm 91, and then there he has one that's just called Hymn, which is, you know, it's basically his version of a hymn, and it's also very good. I would definitely recommend checking him out. If that sounded like your kind of style of music, check this out, because I think he's really good, and plus you'll support somebody, a very small local artist, local for me anyway, artist, and he does good stuff. He makes good stuff. Check him out. Let's move on to my favorite genre of music. My favorite genre of music is rap music or hip-hop music, you know? I love that stuff. That's my favorite genre of music. And one of my favorite rappers is actually a very, also very small artist that I don't know this artist, so there you go. No bias here. But a very small rap artist that was an indie artist that just kind of was there and now he's gone. I don't think he's made any music for quite a while now. I think he had 2 albums and that was it. His name is Keru, spelt K-E-R-U-X. And let's start with Jesus.
And here we go. Jesus, my Jesus, you're high and lifted up. And Jesus, I must trust, your love's above enough. For you saw me, and found me, and bought me, and grounded me upon this solid rock. I was lost, but now I'm not. I was dead in trespasses and sins, but no more, cause you're alive, and I'm sure that I'm alive forevermore, eternally with thee, Jesus. I know I'm free indeed. Yeah, you liberated me, free to sing praises the rest of my days is, and free to tell everybody that Jesus saves us. I shout it from the top of a mountain, all about him, crazily. Come on, shout with me, come on.
Jesus, Jesus,
name above all names.
Jesus, Jesus,
name you worship and praise.
Jesus, Jesus,
only name that can say is Jesus, your, yeah, it's Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus,
takes away sin and shame.
Jesus, Jesus,
rose again from the grave.
Jesus, Jesus,
full of mercy and grace. It's Jesus, it's all about Jesus. And Jesus, my Jesus, you took all human flesh. Cause Jesus, to save us, required nothing less than the God of all creation.
Now, listening to some of his music, you can tell a little bit that he's an indie artist. There's not as much money thrown behind this one as some other artists. But for the most part, I think he's great. I really like him. I like the energy he has. And I like some of the music here. Just, again, even with something like hip-hop, I think you can still have something that is very worshipful. You know, Jesus, Jesus. A name above all names. Jesus, Jesus. Maybe worshipped and praised, you know, these very kind of worshipful lyrics that I think in a different context you could actually sing in church, but then, you know, here it's like, oh no, this is hip-hop music, this wouldn't fly in my church, I know, it might fly in some people's churches, but it wouldn't fly in my church, but still, I think there's a lot of really good lyrics and good music in other genres that you might not think of when you're thinking of worship music. So some other good ones from him, The Lord's Prayer, Psalm 23. I love it. I love it. So if this sounds cool to you, check out Keru. Again, K-E-R-U-X. His best album is Enemy's Nightmare. Check that out. It's great. Another rap artist that I really enjoy is Machete Moses. Okay. This weird name, but great, great music here. The one I'm going to play here is Revelation Song.
Listen closely to the words of the song. Listen closely, for it won't be long before the fireplace eyes look upon the weeds of the earth that don't belong. The one that was God, the one that is God, the one that is to come. Firstborn from the dead, and he won't succumb to any human army. He'll be smarmy with the time and bombs, but killing a mosquito with his palms. Nothing can faze him, and no one can faze him. No mason, no basin can hold his amazing face. Without disintegration of the soul erased, he is God and he's on his way. Riding on the clouds, the event displayed to all that died, those still alive, saved or the blind, and those who are still just a thought in his mind. Heaven's guest list does exist, so make sure that you sign. Now the dot is nine, there is a deadline, so grab the bloodline and renew your mind.
As you just heard there, this song is a combination of a more popular praise song, which I believe is also just called Revelation Song, and also his own rap lyrics in here. And in my opinion, it works together so well to create not only a song that more fits my musical preference, you know, but it also adds more powerful lyrics on top of an already good worship song. So I really like this one. He has some other good ones. Reanimator is another good one. And I really like Machete Moses. He's got a good kind of unique style of rap that I really enjoy. So check him out. Another one. Okay. DC Talk. Very big in the Christian market as far as some rap kind of stuff goes, but also more rock kind of stuff. They kind of straddled the line in between what exactly their genre was. So I am gonna play two clips from them just because I love DC Talk so much. They're probably my favorite band ever. So I'm going to go ahead and play two clips from them. The first one is going to be on their very first album ever, which was, I think it was just self-titled, if I remember right. I think it was just self-titled. The song is called The King, Alleluia.
Alleluia.
John the Baptist prophesied a Messiah will rise. He'll be tried, crucified, ascend in the skies. Years later in the city of Dave, a miracle of God gave a virgin a babe. Kings came from afar, followed a star, to worship baby Jesus who was born in a barn. He brings peace on earth, his mercy is mild. God and sinners reconciled through the birth of a child. It's the story of my Savior, a reason to sing.
Don't
you Hallelujah, know? Let it move ya. Christ is King.
Hallelujah.
Christ is the King.
DC Talk changed a lot from this all the way up to where they were at with Jesus Freak and Supernatural and all that. It's a drastic difference here. This is an Easter song, if you couldn't tell, and it's great. I love it. It mixes this kind of fun 90s kind of style of rock rap kind of stuff with the Easter story, which is great. And I just love it. Let's go with one you might know more from them, like In the Light.
What's going on inside?
This is definitely one of their more popular songs, and probably for good reason, because it is a fantastic song. It's all about, like, our desire as Christians to reflect the light of God onto the world. I want to be in the light as you are in the light. I want to shine like a star in the heavens, you know. So it's us saying, hey, I want to be in the light. I want to shine like the stars. You know, I want to be like God, and I want to reflect God, you know. And it's really good. It's good stuff. Check it out. If you've never listened to DC Talk, I mean, they're one of the best bands ever, in my opinion. So, there you go. We might as well talk about Toby Mac next, since Toby Mac was the best thing to spin out of DC Talk when DC Talk broke up. I mean, all of the members, Toby Mac, Tate, and Kevin Max, all spun out and did their own stuff. You know, Kevin Max, for the most part, I thought was okay, except for his album called, I think it's This Blood, I think, is fantastic. Really, really good album. Tate, you know, he did some pretty good stuff. You know, he was decent, and now he's a part of the Newsboys, who I now call the Tate Boys. So, you know, because they're no longer the Newsboys, really. They're just not at this point. And Tate is now, he's just singing with the Newsboys, so it's like just a Tate band now. But whatever, who cares? Toby Mac is the best thing to come out of that, and he's one of my favorite solo artists, and he rivals, I guess, DC Talk as my favorite band ever, I guess. And he's kind of gone downhill a little bit, in my opinion. I mean, his most recent album, I think, is easily his worst album. He's gone from very unique, different, and just a very fun, different kind of style to a lot more poppy, a lot more just what's going on all the time now, as opposed to how unique he was in the beginning. For example, here, let's play a bit of Yours.
Simple-minded little punk, thought I was the chump. Nobody ever told me that my doo-doo stunk. But was I out of my mind, or was I tripping on an ego? But you filled up the space and you never let me go. Bullseye to the center of my soul. One shot, but it rocked like a fatal blow. This love was your gun, mercy your shells. Now I'm a dead man walking down a skinny trail. Don't get me started, don't even get me started.
This song is all about seeing your sin. Nobody ever told me that my doo-doo stunk. That's what that's about. It's about seeing your sin and turning away from it and pledging your allegiance to God and saying, hey, I'm yours. And it's just fantastic. So fun. Great rock beat. And I love it, man. I love Toby Mac. I love his earlier stuff, man. This album, Momentum and Diverse City, just some of the best stuff ever. And also, I mean, I really like Portable Sounds, and even Tonight has a lot of good stuff too. And he's been, as I said, he's been going downhill, but he just has some fantastic stuff. Some other good kind of worship kind of songs, I think. All In is, I think, easily one of the more worshipful kind of songs that he does. Feeling So Fly, I mean, I've got a few songs on here that are about being, you know, high on the Holy Spirit, so that's what this song is about. Till the Day I Die, and I think, honestly, I think The Slam could be argued that it's a worship song.
They came from the cities and towns all around to see the long-haired preacher from the desert get down. Waist high in water, never short on words. He said, repent, the kingdom of heaven can be yours. But he stopped in the middle of his words and dropped down to his knees and said, behold the Lamb of God. He's the one, the Slam, don't you people understand? You're staring at the sun, God's reaching out his hand.
This is the Slam.
Slam is pointing at Jesus and saying, this guy, this is it. This is the Slam. This guy's the bomb, kind of. It's the Slam, in case you don't know, is basically slang for, like, this guy's the one. This is it. This is him, you know. This guy is the bomb, kind of thing, you know. And whether you want to say, okay, that's what you want to say about God, or that's what you want to say about Jesus, okay, I guess you could argue that, you don't want to use that kind of language, but I don't know if that's the kind of language you use anyway. I don't know. I guess when you talk about religion, are you supposed to speak differently than when you talk about everything else? I don't know. Okay, whatever. But anyway, I love this song. I guess so much fun, and honestly, I think it's a worship song of pointing to God, you know, and telling some biblical stories and pointing to God. It's fantastic. Now let's move into some reggae. I have one artist here for reggae, Paul Wright. I really enjoy Paul Wright's music. The couple songs here I got from him, Your Love Never Changes is a good one. The one we're going to listen to is From Sunrise to Sunset.
From sunrise to sunset, I'ma not forget all that you've done for me. From sunset to sunrise, I'ma keep my eyes upon your glory. Yeah, say oh yeah, oh, yeah. Say alright. Right. Every sunset, every sunrise. sunset, every sunrise.
So this is about, like, being thankful for what you have, seeing what God has given you, being thankful and you know, giving the glory back to God. I don't listen to much reggae, but whenever I do, it's like, you know what, this is fun. This is fun music, and that's what Paul Wright does, is very fun music. You know, Flip Flops, if you haven't heard it, is very fun. Now, would that be categorized as a worship song? I think a little bit less so, at least, than this one we just listened to. But there you go. Let's move on from all this stuff here. Let's go into rock music. One of my favorite rock musicians is, bands, I guess, is Jonah 3-3.
Because I'm playing for keeps this time around, I'm in too deep to think about falling down and giving up again. I want to live each day just like it was my last chance to prove you're all I
you just listened to is from This Is It, You Instead of Me. I think very plainly talking about, you know, placing God above yourself and saying, I'm going to step back, you know, I'm going to make myself smaller and make you bigger. And, you know, I must decrease, you must increase, kind of thing. And putting God in front of and above yourself. Very fun, hard rock beat. I really like it. Some other good ones from Jonah 3-3. Search Me, Know Me. Just fantastic, fantastic song about, you know, looking, asking God to look at you and to, you know, make you burning clean, which is the name of another one of their songs. Who Am I That You Would Be Mindful of Me is also another good one. I really like Jonah 3-3. Another one of my favorite rock artists is Cutlass. They do, Your Touch is a really good one.
Staring at a blank wall and its whitewashed face, not knowing why I had to choose this way. I discern I was wrong in my way, looking for peace in another domain. I realize that it's true, and I see you.
I love Cutlass, man. They've got such great lyrics, but and then also such, like, fun, hard, like, kind of rock tones that I really enjoy. Some other very good ones by then that's very worshipful is, like, Take Me In, you know, Take Me Into the Holies of Holies. Grace and Love, this is a very much more traditional-sounding worship song. If you've heard probably a worship song by them, it might very well be Strong Tower. That's definitely one of their more popular ones, and I really like Cutlass. Check them out. If you haven't checked out Hearts of the Innocent, that's a really good one. And I really like their original one, too. Their first one. I don't remember if it was self-titled or not, but check them out. Cutlass is really good. All right. Probably my favorite rock band, if you're not counting Toby Mac, is, or DC Talk, I guess, is going to go to Skillet. I really like Skillet. And I mean, the obvious choice for worship for them would be from their, you know, Ardent Worship album, which just all has all like worship type music that's very obviously worship music. Well, let's, instead of that, I'm going to talk about Better Than Drugs. You may be going, hey, wait, is this comparing God to drugs? And the answer is yes. Yeah, it totally is. that said, it's about being high on the Holy Spirit, which is a completely biblical idea. That idea comes straight out of Scripture, is being high on the Holy Spirit. And that's what this is about. It's about, you know what, you're being high on the Holy Spirit and being high on God is better than drugs. So we can give up the drugs. We can give up all the sin of the world because God is better than it all. And it's fantastic. Really good. I love Skillet, man. Their hard rock music is so awesome. But again, they have really good, solid lyrics to them too. So some other very worshipful songs. One Real Thing, You Are My Hope. Also very, very good. If we're talking about drug-related songs, we might as well switch over to Thousand Foot Crutch. Again, I'm saying this about like all of these rock artists, but this is one of my favorite rock artists. I guess I'm giving you some of the pantheon of my favorite Christian rock artists here. So there you go. Thousand Foot Crutch. How about New Drug?
I want it. I need it. I taste it. I breathe it. It fuels my aggression. It fuels all my questions. I cannot conceal it. It hits me. I feel it.
Again, comparing God to a drug, it sounds kind of weird. And when you hear it at first, it's like, okay. But seriously, it's a biblical idea, as I said before, the being high on the Holy Spirit and, you know, so being intoxicated on the Holy Spirit as going back to the David Crowder song. I don't have a lot more to say about this version of it than You're Better Than Drugs, but again, I love Thousand Foot Crutch, and they do a lot of very cool music. Check them out. The Helix Reviews Podcast is a proud member of the Christian Geek Central Network, a hub of all kinds of cool Christian geeky stuff from around the web that's all funneled into ChristianGeekCentral.com. Okay, this episode is definitely getting really long here, so just a few more here. Audio Adrenaline. Really, really like Audio Adrenaline. Let's start off with one of their weirdest songs, My God.
My God is the only God.
He's the only God
that lives.
He loves.
He cares.
He makes.
He shares.
And eternal life he gives.
He took the pain
and shook the chains
and rattled all of hell.
Now you may think
I'm crazy,
but only time.
Hell,
I got down the cross.
I'll bet you never heard that song by Audio Adrenaline. If you know Audio Adrenaline, you probably know their later stuff. Whenever I show people the Audio Adrenaline from their first album, they're always like, what in the world? Because this is completely unlike anything else Audio Adrenaline has ever done. The change from their first album to their second album is incredibly dramatic, and yet I really enjoy just the off-the-wall weirdness of that first album, and I love it. And that one's all about my God is the best God. My God is the greatest God. And yeah, so I mean, if you've heard of the more traditional song, you're probably thinking like Hands and Feet is the more traditional worship song from Audio Adrenaline. Another one, You Still Amaze Me, I think would fit into the good worship kind of category as well. I love Audio Adrenaline, man, so much fun. I mean, the fact that the one I'm playing from them is on their first album and is all weird. If you haven't heard of Audio Adrenaline, most of their music is not like that, but I really like that song despite, or actually kind of because of all the weirdness. So, all right, one more artist here. I have one more artist. This one is a very small independent artist that I just really, really like. As far as I know, he's only put out one album. I don't know how easy it is to buy this album necessarily, but Jeffrey B. Scott. Check this guy out. His album is called One Louder, and the first one I'm going to play for you is Savior King.
You are my Savior King, you are my Prince of Peace, all of my worship I will bring. Mountains speak your majesty, creation shouts your praise. And I will join a symphony to worship all my days. And I will celebrate your beauty as the clouds unveil the sky. And I am overwhelmed because you loved one such as I.
Now, listening to some of this music, you can tell that maybe their production quality isn't quite up to, you know, an Audio Adrenaline or someone that has a bigger budget behind them. This definitely is an independent artist, you know, making an album. That said, I love this. Man, this guy, he makes what would be very traditional-sounding lyrics, traditionally worship-sounding lyrics. Pretty much all of the songs on this album is like songs that you could sing in church, with maybe one or two exceptions where it'd be like, okay, that would be kind of weird to sing in church, maybe. But pretty much every song on his album, you could like sing in church if they toned down the rockness of it. Like the church I go to, I don't think you can have the rock going too hard, or certain people would complain. I wouldn't, but certain people would complain. And this, he just has great solid worship music with a really good rock beat to it. So, I mean, the ones I love from him, there's so many, man. Savior King, like you just listened to, More Than You, All These Days, Holy God, Deeper In, Unfailing Father, Never Alone. It's just so many great songs from him. If you have not heard of Jeffrey B. Scott, and you probably haven't because he's very small, then check this guy out. He's awesome, man. Let's play another clip from him. Let's go with Deeper In.
I could never find a purpose, Lord, left to seek alone. Oh yeah, take me deeper in.
deeper in.
Again, wonderful worship lyrics with a great rock beat. What more can you want? I love it. Jeffrey B. Scott, look for his album, One Louder. It's worth it. It's really, really good. So that is it for this episode of the Helix Reviews podcast. What is your favorite songs? What is your favorite praise/worship songs? Whether they're more traditional sounding or whether they're rap or rock or screamo or whatever you like. It doesn't matter. You know, I don't like screamo, death metal kind of music. I don't like Southern gospel. You know, those are the main two genres of music that I don't like. You know, I would have some country in here, except for most country, even if it's kind of Christian sounding, is oftentimes not very Christian at the same time, too. So country's a bit more conflicted as far as some of that goes. But what is some of your favorite worship music? Let me know. HelixReviewsPodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to hear some of your thoughts on that and some of your thoughts on my favorite worship music here, if you have any thoughts on that. So that is it for this time. This is David Arrington of the Helix Reviews Podcast signing out. Bye-bye, guys.